With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Over the next 3 months, tens of thousands of migrant farm workers will converge on the Central Coast to do something deemed essential in the time of COVID-19, harvest our food. The specialty crops farmed locally require a lot of hand labor, but the dramatic increase in population could trigger a surge of the coronavirus. KZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
COVID-19 cases among farm workers are already on the rise in Monterey County. As of May 6, ag workers made up 92 of the 250 positive cases in the county. Ag workers are particularly susceptible to getting the coronavirus because of the conditions they live in. Some live in worker housing provided by employers for legal guest workers, but many others do not qualify.
It is deplorable the way farm workers live.
That's California Assemblymember Robert Rivas. He represents the Central Coast.
When you look at the living conditions of farm workers here in the Salinas Valley and San Benito and the Paro Valley, families living in garages, tents, cars, abandoned buildings.
Rivas is acutely aware of how ag workers live because for the first 10 years of his life, he lived in farm worker housing. He's trying to push through legislation that will fast-track temporary housing for workers. The ag industry is responsible for about one out of every five jobs on the Central Coast, according to Henry Gonzalez. He's the agricultural commissioner for Monterey County.
The one big dilemma that both the ag industry and the county has had is in not knowing how many farm workers are going to get sick.
The county has already set up alternative housing sites and trailers that house people who've tested positive for COVID-19 but can't isolate themselves, like farm workers. But some of those farm workers are hard-pressed to seek out this help, especially those who are undocumented.
And so they are reluctant to say anything about anything, but in particular their health. They fear that they will end up being deported for having spoken to the government.
The California Immigrant Policy Center estimates more than half of all ag workers on the Central Coast are undocumented. The local grower-shipper association has partnered with local hospitals to educate farm workers about the coronavirus. But to make things worse, for some of these workers, their hours are being reduced right now.
We have farms that have had to scale back, you know, where they don't have a buyer.
That's Christopher Valadez, president of the Grower-Shipper Association. He says retail demand is steady or increasing, but the industry is continuing to see a decline in food service business. Growers have had to make tough decisions about the crops in their fields.
They've had to either, you know, leave it and disc it in, reincorporate it back into the soil.
The precarious situation farm workers currently find themselves in is about to get a lot more crowded. Henry Gonzalez, the Monterey County Ag Commissioner, says by July there will be around 60,000 ag workers on the Central Coast, peak season for the farming industry.
We probably have more farm workers per acre than any other county in the nation.
About half of those laborers will come from outside the county.
That is when we will be most concerned, because there's going to be the most people in that same amount of space that we have in housing units and in the fields.
And in the packing houses, in the processing units, and on the buses to and from work.
Because of their living situation, because of some of their apprehensions, it could lead to a surge. And that's what we've been anticipating.
Monterey County is preparing for that anticipated COVID-19 surge here. Stay tuned to KEZU tomorrow to find out how. Michelle Loxton, KEZU News.